Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Depression Diet, Starve the Sadness, Feed the Soul. Today, we're diving into something super important, self-care. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care? Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? Well, honey, while those things are amazing, don't get me wrong. Self-care is so much more than that. It's about consciously nurturing your mind, body, and spirit, a daily commitment to showing up for yourself, even when life throws you curveballs. Because let's face it, we all need a little extra TLC sometimes, right? But here's the thing. Self-care doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. You don't need a whole weekend at a spa to recharge your batteries. Sometimes, the simplest things can make the biggest difference. So, buckle up, my loves, because today I'm sharing 5 powerful yet easy self-care activities that you can sprinkle into your daily routine guaranteed to help you de-stress and feel more centered. First up, let's talk about mindful breathing. Ever felt like your mind is racing a million miles an hour? You know that feeling when your thoughts are spinning out of control and it's hard to focus on anything else. Deep breaths, my friends. It sounds so simple, but taking a few minutes to consciously focus on your breath can work wonders. Just find a quiet spot, close your eyes, and inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, paying attention to the rise and fall of your chest. It's like hitting the reset button for your mind, instant calm. Next, we have movement magic. Now, I'm not talking about marathon training here, unless that's your jam. But simply getting your body moving can do wonders for stress relief. Go for a walk in nature, dance to your favorite tunes, or even just stretch at your desk. Any kind of physical activity releases endorphins, those magical feel-good chemicals that help you feel happier and more relaxed. Number 3, let's talk about digital detox. We live in a world that's constantly plugged in, bombarded with notifications and information overload. It can be exhausting, right? So give yourself a break from the screen. Put your phone away for an hour each day, unplug from social media, and allow your mind to rest and recharge. Read a book, take a bath, or simply enjoy some quiet time. You'll be amazed at how much more peaceful and focused you feel when you disconnect. Number 4, nourish your soul with creativity. Ever notice how art, music, writing, or any form of creative expression can lift your spirits? It's because it allows us to tap into our inner selves and express our emotions in a healthy way. So, whether it's painting, playing an instrument, journaling, or even just doodling, make time for creativity. It's like giving yourself permission to play and explore. And finally, my loves, don't forget the power of gratitude. Taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can truly shift your perspective and boost your mood. Write down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a sunny day to a delicious cup of coffee, those little moments of joy add up. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking home after a long day. Your shoulders are tense, your mind is racing, and you just want to crawl into bed. But instead, you remember the power of mindful breathing. You take a few deep breaths, focusing on the cool air filling your lungs and the warmth spreading through your body. As you walk, you notice the sunshine warming your face and the birds singing in the trees. You feel yourself relaxing, letting go of the stress of the day. This, my friends, is the magic of self-care, a simple yet profound way to transform your experience. Remember, it's not about being perfect or doing everything all at once. Start small, find what works for you, and make self-care a non-negotiable part of your daily routine. You deserve it. So, my amazing listeners, what are you waiting for? Grab that cup of tea, put on some relaxing music, and let's dive into some self-love. Remember, you're doing great. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of self-care magic. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of depression diet goodness.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.